Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
A couple days ago, I did a video about the judge in Hamtramck who really ripped on a guy in front of her for not keeping up his yard. And that story went global. Literally, I had people sending me versions of that story from other countries. And when that story hit, I said my mailbox blew up from incoming emails. Well, it blew up again. My incoming email box apparently can withstand multiple blow-ups because it blew up again with all kinds of people saying, Steve, there's been an update to that story. And I tell you, I'll bring you updates when they happen. So from the Detroit Free Press, the paper I did deliver as a young man, Hamtramck judge apologizes for berating elderly cancer patient over weeds. So the judge has now apologized. A lot of people are saying, well, that's a step in the right direction. Is that enough? So the Hamtramck judge, Alexis Krott, K-R-O-T, Krott, has apologized to the elderly cancer patient that she berated and threatened with jail time over his unkempt yard. She said she's reporting herself to a state commission that probes judicial misbehavior. That's an interesting point, that she did that herself. But I will tell you that a few days ago, someone else had gone before the Hamtramck City Council and said, I am going to report her to the Judicial Tenure Commission. So you wonder if she's doing that simply because she knew it was going to happen anyway? Don't know. She said in a statement, I made a mistake. I acted intemperately. I'm very embarrassed that I did so. I apologize to the person who appeared before me and to our entire community for having failed to meet the high standards that we expect of our judicial officers and that I expect of myself. So that, like I said, step in the right direction. She drew widespread condemnation and attention from around the globe because her comments were made during an online court hearing captured via Zoom and then recirculated everywhere, as you might imagine. A petition drive to remove her from the bench picked up 228,000 signatures, which was one of the most popular petitions going on change.org at the time. I should point out, however, that those signatures on that petition will not actually do much other than simply demonstrate that people are unhappy. There are ways to have judges removed, but change.org can't do it. The man who was before her was 72 years old, and he appeared alongside with his son in a January 10th hearing on a ticket issued in August over some overgrown grass and weeds outside his home in Hamtramck. And Hamtramck is a small town that's actually completely surrounded by Detroit. And it's kind of unusual in that sense. It's next door to Highland Park, and the two cities do touch each other. So you can't get out of Hamtramck without going through Detroit unless you go through Highland Park and then out. But either way, completely surrounded by Detroit. And at the hearing, Krott told the man, you should be ashamed of yourself. If I could give you jail time on this, I would. She then threatened him with jail a second time, saying, if you come back here, you're going to jail. If you come back here, you're going to jail. And that's the kind of thing that I'm not sure. I'm not sure that everyone who heard a statement like that would understand that she probably meant, if you come back here because of this, you're going to jail. But simply telling somebody, if you come back here, you're going to jail, implies that if you ever set foot in my courtroom again for any reason, you're going to jail. I know you're going to say, Steve, that's a stretch. It's not to people who don't understand the legal system. And a lot of people don't. And so to assume that everyone understands how the legal system works, I'm not going to go there. During the hearing, the man actually was wheezing as he spoke and said he was a cancer survivor and he's going through treatment. I am a cancer patient. Very old, ma'am, he said. I was then very weak. I cannot look after this thing. Now, there were photos of the outside of the house, and the yard was unkempt. No one questions that. No one questions that. We're not saying the man shouldn't have been ticketed. We're simply saying the man should have been treated with respect. So despite his pleas, Krott kept attacking him. And these are the words of Niraj Waraku, who wrote the story for the Free Press. She kept attacking him, saying she would fine him $100. Did you see that photo? That is shameful. Shameful. The neighbors should not have to look at that. And as a lot of people have pointed out, the neighbors, many people are asking, why didn't they help him? Did they not know that he's a cancer survivor or a cancer patient? And many people posted in the comments under my first video that they've had neighbors who had trouble, and they go over and help them. So that's another question. Crott struck a different tone in her statement, which was dated January 18th, and she put it up on the 31st District Court letterhead, posted to the court's website, and that apology has only recently come to light. She wrote, "When someone appears before me and has made a mistake, I expect them to own up to it. I expect nothing less than myself. No ifs, ands, or buts. That is the reason I self-reported my behavior to the Judicial Tenure Commission. I had no legal duty to report myself to the commission, but I did so because, like apologizing to the community, it was the right thing to do. I will continue to hold myself to the standards I set for others." Her behavior drew criticism from some immigrant advocates who say the incident reflected hostility that some minorities and immigrants face in local courts. The man is an immigrant from Bangladesh, and more than 41% of Hamtramck's residents are immigrants, which is the highest percentage among cities in the U.S. About half of the city has roots in Bangladesh or Yemen, according to the census. The upkeep of city roads, sidewalks, and alleyways in Hamtramck has been an ongoing issue on recent years, with some urging more enforcement of city codes. But during the mayoral and city council campaigns last year, some said communication between the city and its residents needs to be improved, such as having city employees or translators who speak native languages of other people. Instead of just cracking down hard, the city could try to educate and communicate with the residents, some candidates have said. Meanwhile, the man and his son could not be reached for comment. And that's another thing I'll point out, that through all of this, the man and his son have not stepped up publicly and said anything. And so they're not looking for attention. They're not seeking the spotlight. They are just two people who got thrust into the news, and people around them and people who saw it said, that's not right. Now, in case you're curious, I've mentioned before that judges and attorneys in Michigan have codes of conduct. So there's the rules of professional conduct for lawyers, but there's the canon of judicial conduct for judges. They refer to it as the canon, C-A-N-O-N, the canon. And there are two that come into play here, and I looked them up. Canon 2B says a judge should treat every person fairly with courtesy and respect. Simple. A judge should treat every person fairly with courtesy and respect. Then Canon 3, sub 3 says a judge should be patient, dignified, and courteous to litigants, jurors, witnesses, lawyers, and others who appear before them. A judge should be patient, dignified, and courteous to litigants, jurors, witnesses, lawyers, and others who appear before them. So if you watch the video, if you heard about the video, you would come to the conclusion that she was not treating that man with respect, and she was not being patient, dignified, or courteous with him. So she appears to have violated those two canons. And then the question simply becomes, let's suppose that the Judicial Tenure Commission investigates this based on either her complaint against herself or the complaint that was filed by the representative spoke in front of the city council. And they're going to look at this, and they're probably going to look at this and go, okay, she was discourteous to him. She was impatient with him. She was disrespectful to him. But this is one occasion, and this is not the worst thing they're going to see. They see other things. They see judges who get arrested for drunk driving. They hear about judges who break laws. We had Judge Brennan, the one in Livingston County, who got kicked off the bench for a whole host of bad acts. And so on the scale of things that a judge could or could not do, this is at the light end of it. And so something needs to be done. The question is what that's going to be. If I had to guess, and I'll do so, I would predict that she's probably going to get a reprimand of some sort. That is, the Judicial Tenure Commission will speak to the various parties, conduct this investigation, meet with itself and its members, and then say, we've come to the conclusion that she doesn't deserve to be kicked off the bench for this single incident. And assuming they don't find other incidents of this, just a single incident. But we're going to reprimand her and say that what she did was wrong, and it should not happen again. Ironically, I believe they're going to tell her what she told the other guy. when she said, in essence, if you come back into my courtroom, you'll be arrested. The Judicial Tenure Commission is going to say, don't do this again. Do this again, you'll be in worse trouble. That's what I think is going to happen. But again, I'm just speculating. I'm an attorney, so I think I can speculate with a little bit more quality to my guesses than the average person. But we'll see what happens. So again, the Detroit Free Press ran the article. Hamtramck judge apologizes for berating the elderly cancer patient over the weeds and his yard's condition. Niraj Warak, who wrote the story for the Detroit Free Press paper I delivered as a young man, and I will now thank everyone who sent it to me. You got time? Robert, Jeff, Jose, Travis, Tequila, Big Tex, Kevin, Zach, Paul, Will, John, Jerry, Patrick, Luke, Nathan, Lisa, David, Claymore, Teresa, another Nathan, Dave, Daryl, Terry, Steve, Matt, Kenneth, Mark, Frederick, and Randy. And one more time from the bottom. Kenneth, Mark, Frederick, Randy, Steve, Matt, Nathan, Dave, Daryl, Terry, Lisa, David, Claymore, Teresa, Nathan, Luke, Patrick, Jerry, John, Will, Paul, Zach, Kevin, Big Tex, Tequila, Travis, Jose, Jeff, and Robert. Thanks, everybody. And as this case proceeds, I will update you thus. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A backwards poet writes in verse.